Oh boy, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. In it, he said you should read something or talk about something for 10 minutes enthusiastically to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. So, fun little thing, fun project. I've been doing it. Fun training for yourself, and it's something you can do too. You just record yourself every day, talk enthusiastically about whatever you want, and then check back with yourself a month later, 2 years later, 5 years later, and see where you're at. It's fun. I've been enjoying it. I've been doing this for a month, a little over a month now, maybe 2 months. I don't know. I'm not keeping track. I'm not numbering these episodes either. I'm just going for it. And on this episode, I wanted to talk enthusiastically about not caring what other people think. It'll be a short talk because it's pretty straightforward and simple. And I also want to note that I am recording this on a Zoom H8. I'm not sponsoring it. It's just something I got. I wanted a field recorder. I can plug all sorts of microphones in it. And I'm using the mic it came with. It's like a XY pattern, so stereo. The whole idea is I could I can stick this in front of the beehive and get the fun sound because I want some high quality nature sounds just to have. I don't know. I like the sound of nature and I want to be able to effectively record it. So that's why I got this. I can plug other microphones into it. So we can see what works good. I know if I move over to the one side or the other side, it's shifting my voice. I'm just literally sitting in my chair. I'm holding this. You can hear my squeaky chair if I move. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. I got headphones plugged into it, so I can hear myself talk simultaneously. When I do it on my computer, the Rode interface that I use, it doesn't quite work right. It's just a setting. I can fix it. I just lost interest in trying to fix it for, you know, one day. Anyway, so fun. And a fun thing about this is it has little buttons that I can push to make sound. Hopefully that sounded on there. You should have heard applause. If not, it doesn't quite work right. I don't know, but there's laughter. Maybe if I don't talk, the audio should bump up and down. Yeah, okay, it is recording that. So that's fun. I can add in little laughter. Yeah, it was a bit fun. Anyway. To the topic at hand, not caring what other people think. It is a great thing to, a great mindset to get to, and it will really kind of push you down your own path, because the biggest thing that'll stop you from being yourself is the positive and negative influence from other people. So a lot of people think it's just negative influence that is bad from other people, but that's not the case. Positive influence also can be detrimental in being who you are. Like, for example, I have a great one for me personally. The bubble, freezing bubbles. I love freezing the bubbles. It's fun. It's magical. My top performing content, so positive influence, and then it had a negative impact. I was like, oh, well, now all I can do is record freezing bubbles, and that's just a tiny fraction of what I do on a day-to-day basis. Like, and that's only like a few, like 10 to 20 days out of every year are it for where I live with the ideal conditions to do that. So it's not something I can do a lot. On those 10 to 20 days, I could go crazy and record easily. Yeah, I could easily freeze, record, and voice over 365 bubbles in that time frame. And then I could rehash all those videos by just voicing over it like I'm doing a podcast. You know, it's like, oh, you know, voice over my own stuff. But it's like, I could do that. I could totally do that. Just be the bubble guy. But I'm not just the bubble guy. So that is positive influence negatively impacting me. And that's why I love this podcast, because I have a handful of people. I see, you know, 5 to 7 regular listeners. So hi of you 5 to 7 individuals. I love you, and I'm happy that you keep coming in and listening to this. The small following of it, it's good. You know, I feel like, you know, I just talk about whatever seems like a good fit for me, whatever I want to do. Like, the enthusiastic talks, it's finally something I can roll with that is extremely open-ended. It can be literally any topic that I am enthusiastic about. And luckily for me, I am enthusiastic about pretty much anything, except bad things, certain bad things. I don't know, like, not a fan of spiders getting squished. Not a thing for me. I love spiders. I used to not like spiders, and it never bothered me when someone would, you know, smack a spider. I didn't think much of it. I'm like, yeah, okay, that's what you do with spiders. And then now that I know about them, I've read all the backstory on them. They're really beneficial. Like, it's a good thing to have a spider in your house. They don't cause any problems, they don't hurt anything, and they will eat a lot of bugs that do cause problems and are not a good thing to have in your home. So they're good. They're beneficial things. I guess they're just the negative thoughts of it can bite me, you know, the handful of really toxic spiders, you know, brings that fear. But yeah, you know, really, they're pretty cute. And then when you look at a jumping spider up close, they're my favorite spider. They're just so cute. They have like curious little eyes, and they're all fluffy, and they jump. They just jump. They're cute. They don't bite. Maybe they do, but I've never been bitten by one that I know of. I've handled a lot of them, and all they really do is either look at you inquisitively, like, what is going on with this giant person, or they jump away. That's my experience. Jumping spiders are cute. They're hard to photograph. Fun to photograph when you get them to cooperate. And I've found that if you play with them as in don't let them run away, like catch them jumping from one of your fingers to another finger and kind of juggling the spider per se, and then boom, and then it'll stop and just be like, what is going on? I'm not in danger. Let's try and figure this out. That's what I think's going on in the little spider's head. And yeah, then you can photograph them when they're having that moment. It works 60% of the time. It works every time. Yeah, so I don't know. I got lost in thought with spiders. But yeah, this is fun for me. I just talk along. I don't see this. I don't have a goal or a plan for this podcast other than what is out of that book and just building my enthusiasm and my voice, because it's fun and talking regularly is good to get in the habit, because I don't talk a whole lot, really. I've always been like the quiet kid. I was always the quiet kid. Even when I was a baby, my mom told me that I was a quiet baby. They thought something was wrong with me because I didn't cry. And like, I wasn't the baby that cried in the movie theater. I was a quiet baby in the movie theater, which is rare. So good practice for me. Whether it goes somewhere or not, I don't really pay attention to the views or listens, other than when I log in to upload the video, To anchor, it just shows like, it just has a graph that pops up right when you log in, and it's like estimated viewers 5. And they're like, cool, 5 people. I'm not doing this for the listens, though. It's for me. And that's how you should do things in your life. Like, whatever gets you going, do that for you. And don't worry what other people think. People say good things. People say bad things. Just keep that out there, you know? Look at it as, like, constructive criticism. I don't know. Is that a good thing? Critical feedback? Take it or leave it, you know, say 20 people say the same thing, like, apparently a million people love the freezing bubble, which is good, which is great. That means not every bubble I freeze has a million views. So I you know, there's something else there. And I believe it's a combination of random things I say with the bubble. I don't know. It's just pretty. Nature's magical. You can film it, record it, and if it gets in front of enough people, it's gonna get traction. So I don't know. That's the bubble fallacy for me. That's positive feedback gone wrong. So it's kind of, ever since I got that, it kind of really threw me off. My macro photography went down the drain. I hadn't done it for quite a while, like not as consistently, and I'm changing that. I do love macro photography. I love bugs, and I'm gonna focus on that a lot in this spring, upcoming spring, fall, and whatnot. So yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, so don't let people get to you. So, like, just do your own thing. Like, don't care what other people think. And that is way easier said than done. I know that from a long history of my personal self. I am what people would call a people pleaser. I will bend over backwards to satisfy whoever with whatever they need. That is just something I do. And, you know, you just gotta jump that. I'm still working on it. It's like in Gary V's 12 and a half. That's my half. If you haven't heard of Gary V, Gary Vaynerchuk, he's very, very famous entrepreneur. He's like an entrepreneur before it became popular. He created Wine Library TV, which is amazing. It's like the first online wine store. So he's like one of the pioneers of the internet. Got, you know, grew on YouTube and got real popular. Cool guy. He wrote this book, 12 and a half, and it's 12 and a half, 12 traits that he thinks are good for success. And a half is like his kind candor. And that's something he's working on. And kind candor is basically giving constructive criticism to people, because he would have employees who were underperforming, but he wouldn't have a talk with them. And he would joke to them, but they never took him serious. And then he would end up firing them, and then they would just be resentful towards him. They wouldn't be very happy. They're like, well, what the hell, dude? I thought we were good. And he's like, no, like, you were not doing your job. So that's something he's working on. I'm working on not caring what other people think and putting myself first. It is a challenging thing for me, but I'm working on it. And I'm getting that not caring what other people think down enough to where I can be like, hey, you should try that. It's pretty freeing and magical. Yeah. Woo. I just love this. Oh, that's fun. And I can upload my own sounds too, which is fun. Oh, stop the sad tromboner. Anyway, yeah, that we'll keep it at that one. That's 15 minutes. I will cut a lot of my pauses out. That's one thing I do in post, and then we'll upload it to the Anchor, and it's fun. I do like Anchor. I have an ad that plays before each one. I recorded that ad, and it's just cool. It's a fun way if you want to start a podcast doing what I'm doing. Maybe roll your own enthusiastic talks out. Go for it. It's super easy. You just literally create an account and boop, record and log it in, upload it, and that's it. You can do other crazy stuff, but I keep it simple. Anyway, that is all for this episode, and we will catch you later. Make sure to not care what other people think, whether that's good or bad. Just do your own thing. Whee!